Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, to bring you further cheer, actually, last night on the telly, we revealed the 2024 overall Unpussed Irish Book of the Year. Now, there were six finalists, and as I was explaining yesterday, they've already won awards, so this was the best of the winners, if you will, hence the kind of overall prize. And the winner, and I was delighted to be part of this programme last night, the winner was the novel Heart Be at Peace by our friend Donal Ryan, who's on the line from Limerick. Good morning, Donal.
Hi, Oliver. How are you doing?
Congratulations.
Thanks a million.
Because when we recorded that show...
I'm thrilled now, really.
Yeah. You were kind of speechless.
I was. I really was, no, because I genuinely did not think I was going to win. And I spent all the time sitting on the couch thinking how I'd formulate my congratulations to whoever won.
You mean, how to formulate your losing face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I had nothing prepared to say at all, as people will have seen last night. Now, I didn't see it because I couldn't watch myself on television because it's just too embarrassing.
Oh, very good. Well, I was watching actually everyone on the sofa. And you've got Graham Norton, you've got Johnny Sexton, Jane Casey, Sean Ronan, Ailish Fisher and yourself. And I noticed everybody was kind of nervous, which I hadn't seen when we were making the show. Everyone's very nervous in a sort of a, there's almost a fear, isn't there? Because it's the overall book of the year. It was Paul Murray and the Bee Sting last year. People like Vicky Phelan, Fintan O'Toole. Like, it's a lovely prize to win.
It really is. But I do think that the Book Awards, they're such a lovely platform for books because it's so wide and inclusive and there's so many books involved in the shortlists and in different categories. And I mean, it's really like, there's no such thing as the best book or a book that's a winner above another book. You know, it can go anyway. It's a huge thrill, but there's always a kind of attendant guilt involved when you are given an award, you know. Because books are so important. That's why I think awards are so important, because they platform books and they give a voice to writers and readers and booksellers and librarians. And it's fantastic because, you know, it's an uphill battle for books these days. Because you're in competition with television and streaming and the internet and...
Yeah.
Screens. There's a lovely passage actually in Sean Ronan's book where he describes picking chestnuts in the Pyrenees, and he says it his daughter, and he was saying it just took him back to a time when we read the land as well as we can read our iPhones now. It's a lovely thought, I think.
That is. He was, like I said, encouraging us all to look up, listen, take in nature. I noticed everybody was kind of, he's a bit of a messiah, and you all met each other for the first time last night. You were really taken by Sean Ronan, weren't you?
Oh, he's fantastic. Sure. Actually, I just finished his book yesterday. It's an amazing book. And it's, you know, he says at the very end, we need to stand up and fight for nature, for it gives us so much and asks for so little in return. But my one bit of advice about the book is, if you buy it for a teenager, don't wrap it, because it's the same size and shape as an Xbox. And so if a teenager opens it and sees a book, you know, there will be initial disappointment.
A book that tells you to get out of the house.
Yeah. But it's such a beautiful book. It's so well written, and it's just such a, you know, a clarion call for nature. It's amazing.
It's called Nature Boy, and you're very nature generous. Boy. You're very generous to talk about the other authors. But Heart Be at Peace, it is the best overall book. And this was about bringing back characters from your debut, The Spinning Heart, which is a book that connected so well with people. But this one extraordinarily has as well. And the Spinning Heart, people will know it's taken place, the immediate aftermath of the crash. Mm. Why has this book connected?
I don't know. But people did know. Like, I mean, you know, Spinning Heart, people loved it. And of course, people hate it too. You know, there's always going to be a spectrum of reactions to a book. But I think the characters did speak loudly and clearly to people. And people did relate to them. And I think it's the same now. And because I wrote Spinning Heart as the events described were unfolding, and I did the same with Heart Be at Peace. You know, it's very, I suppose, immediate and contemporaneous, and people can see their communities, I think, and themselves.
That's right.
Sometimes in the characters. And even if they can't, I think it's very interesting for people to read about experiences they haven't had and will never have. And that's the joy of reading, I suppose. That's what's so important about it, and what's so, so joyful about encountering fictional characters who seem so real.
For people who haven't read it, I mean, there are not many literary novels, if any, about a builder on the Limerick-Tipperary border.
No, they probably aren't. Like, I mean, but the, you know, rural working people do tend to get a bit overlooked maybe in literature. Hmm. I'm not saying, like, of course, there are loads of rural working characters in fiction, but I do think that the kind of realness of the characters' voices strikes people. And it's, I think it's nice sometimes to read a book where the distance between you and the page is almost zero. You know, I like to write kind of very immersive books. So it's, and I think it worked out. It's always a risk though to follow up a book, you know, to write a sequel or a follow up, because you have that, you know, that the risk of kind of ruining the first one if you get it wrong. So I kind of was, I was a bit hesitant, but
it was brave. But you seem to be so confident about it. And like, as you say, it puts us right into the head of those, the builders, ghosts as well. There's a drug dealer and, you know, just the accent, you get the accent of the place of Munster Borders, like it hums with it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's no challenge there for me because I literally wrote, I wrote those books kind of my own voice and the voices of people I love and my friends and family. So like, there's no real reach or research needed for that element of it. So,
your
wife, I'm glad it does ring true.
Your wife, Anne-Marie, is, of course, your greatest fan, and she is the number one reader, isn't she?
She is. She's, I mean, she's amazing because, you know, as soon as I finished my day of writing, she will read what I've written. And that's a great favour to ask somebody, you know. It's, yeah, it's a serious piece of work to do. And she will always give me a very direct, authentic reaction. She's a very instinctive reader. She's kind of an instinctive talent for editing and for spotting when I'm going wrong, which is so important. Like, it's just, she's such a vital part of the whole process for me. And I mean, I wouldn't have been a writer. She knew it's what I wanted to be. And if she hadn't encouraged me so much at the start, I wouldn't have done it. Mm. Or I would have done it, but I wouldn't have taken heart properly. I wouldn't have had confidence about it.
You need an encourager, don't you, by your side?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it's kind of a strange experience to have to kind of have a public face to go along with a book because, you know, I'm so bad at it, really. But, you know...
Ah, you're not. You're yourself. You're yourself, Donald. Yeah. Yeah. Come here, will you get out of...
My confidence kind of topped up fairly regularly, all right.
Do you, will you get out of a few Christmas chores now that you've written the best Irish book of 2024?
No, there's no no quarter given in that respect at all. No.
Are you a big fan of Christmas in your house?
We are, yeah. I mean, the kids now are 15 and 16, so we're kind of we're out of the kind of, you know, that intense excitement that that goes along with it. But it's a lovely time to reconnect with friends and family.
Yeah, it's a nice time of the year. Come here, you're already well into the next novel, aren't you, in terms of writing it?
I am, yeah. I hopefully will get it finished in the spring, so it's kind of, it's good to be able to have a project on the go to kind of, you know, to keep going, because it's important to keep writing, I think, you know, to not to rest on your laurels and to always have a project going. So I'm looking forward to having that finished.
Would you write over Christmas?
No, I won't. I'd say I don't really believe in the maxim of write every day. I think it can become overbearing and it can start to become too much of a slog if you give yourself no break. So I definitely won't get back to it now until January.
Okay, that sounds like good advice. I know you're a big GAA man. Where's the literary novel, great literary novel on hurling? That's due.
Well, actually, it's been written by Ty Coakley, a great writer from Cork.
Oh, that is, wrote, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, the first Sunday in September was published about, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, which is a great novel.
Recent. Yeah, I have it at home, actually. I didn't dig into it. That's a hot tip. But, you know, you can go again. There are other stories. But listen, in the meantime, do encourage people to get out to look at all the 6 books that made the final there. But particularly, congratulations to you, Donal Ryan, winner of the overall On Post Irish Book of the Year for Heart, Be at Peace. A happy Christmas to you and all the family.
Same to you.
Thanks so much, Donal. And by the way, the programme last night, I should tell people, is available on the RTÉ player as well. So get into that. It's a good time of the year for the books. So please do support your local bookshops, as I said last night on the telly as well.